Right now, I am pumped. We are joined by the head football coach at Alabama. He was hired on January 12th. He previously was the head coach at Washington for the 2 years prior. He went 25-3 overall. Last year, he led the Huskies to a school record 14 wins, the Pac-12 championship, and an appearance in the national championship game. He was the 2023 Associated Press National Coach of the Year and the 2022 and 2023 Pac-12 Coach of the Year. We are joined right now by Kalen DeBoer. Kalen, it is awesome to have a chance to get caught up with you. How are things, Kalen?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on, Jim. Always a pleasure to be on your show. But yeah, we're doing great here in Alabama.
Man, it is so great to hear you in Alabama. Kalen, like, what a wild ride this has been. Weren't you and I talking Fresno State Bulldog football like 5 minutes ago? And I got to ask that. And then now that you're all in Tuscaloosa and you're all about this thing, does it all feel pretty normal to you? Or do you have moments even yourself where you think, man, am I really living and working in Tuscaloosa, coaching where Nick Saban and Bear Bryant coached?
Yeah, it has gone fast. That's for sure. It wasn't that long. We were talking, Fresno State football. But, I think what really happens is the work becomes the work, and you just maybe pinch yourself when you get the opportunity to take the job, and you understand again everything that's been a part of this great program. But once you get into the office for the first minutes and the work is there, and you're starting to build your team, and it becomes where you're at and what you do. And so it's been an awesome 3 to 4 months here building the staff, building this team, and spring ball was awesome. And we're getting ready now for the summer and the next step before we get into fall camp.
We are talking to Kalen DeBoer. I was going to ask you about spring ball. One more thing about that. I mean, listen, you're a winner. You were in the national championship game last year. You know exactly what you signed up for. You know who you're following, but you also know that you've got a supreme belief in your own abilities and your own process. And there really is nothing like Tuscaloosa. So my question is, when Bama calls, do you just have to come, or was there much more that went into that decision than that? What was your process?
Yeah, everything did happen really fast, within really about 24 hours. And so I think still, though, I was at a really good place and, loved working at Washington. It's an amazing, university program, obviously, with the success we've had there. But I think what I really enjoyed was the conversation with Greg Byrne, our athletic director, and hearing his vision, hearing his passion, the things he was wanting to continue to do, and knowing that you had someone you could really lock arms with and continue to build on the program and everything that Coach Saban had done up to this point. And so I really felt that fit was there. I've been in enough different parts of the country, not necessarily right here in the Southeast, but, been enough places to where I felt like I could adapt fairly easily. And, being at a place like Alabama where, football is just so important. And, even on top of that, though, everything just being done in a first-class way, still a extremely high level and strong emphasis on academics and just the development of the person, not just the player on the football field. It was a great fit.
Alabama head football coach Kalen DeBoer joins us once again. So you mentioned spring ball. I'm curious, what was it like to take the field for that spring game and have that packed stadium? Had you ever experienced anything quite like that before? And then what did that feel like?
Yeah, not for a spring game, that's for sure. it was just really cool. Just everything from seeing the guys do the walk into the locker room and getting a somewhat of a feel. I know it's going to be on another level come this fall, but getting a feel of what game day environment's going to be like. Our fan base just showed up, showed out, and it was a really fun day for these guys. And I was happy for them because they've been through a lot. Coach Saban and that transition from with the guys, there's a lot of noise around the program, especially there in January, and they just really stayed the course and just weathered through it, and here we are being able to showcase in the spring game what they've done, how far they've really come along, and I'm certainly proud of the direction we're going. We're not there yet, but we're in a good spot, that's for sure.
We're talking to Kalen DeBoer, the head coach at Alabama. You know, you mentioned the transition the players had to go through, and of course, there's going to be that great transition. Judging from the reaction last night on social media, Nick working as a TV analyst and not being the head coach there is still a little surreal to some. I'm curious, in terms of transition, what about the transition from him to you? Like, for instance, how well did you know Nick before you became his successor, and what kind of an interaction have you had with him since you took that job?
Well, you know, other than just everything I'd always seen from afar, Coach and I had never, you know, really had an interaction. We played here in 2017, and I was an assistant. That would be about the closest as far as being on a field or anything like that that I had ever been to Coach Saban. But he's again, I say it this way, I think there's been one time where he hasn't picked up the phone, and within about 5 minutes, he was calling me back. So I'm assuming he was busy. You know, and he's just been so open to anything I've needed. You know, and early on, a lot of calls and questions, and just advice, just on certain things. And then, you know that our staff, he's just been open to them as well. A few guys have gone over and met with him, you know, where he's at with his office, and it's been awesome. And he's been, you know, so respectful. You know, I consider this our program, and when I say our, it's every alum, it's every coach, head coach, assistant coach that's made this place great. Of course, the fan base. So, you know, he's made our program special, and he's respected, you know, me coming in as a new leader, maybe been over the top on that respect, just trying to give us the space. But I also want he and everyone who's been a part of this to know that they're always going to have this opportunity to be here whenever they want as well.
I'm not going to lie, I'm loving talking Alabama football right now. Kalen DeBoer joins me for a few more moments. I know you're looking ahead, but I've got to ask you about last night. The first big wow of the first round was your former quarterback, Michael Penix, going to the Atlanta Falcons at number 8. What was your reaction when you saw that? And then how do you think his skill set will translate to the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like he's completely 100% deserves to be picked in that, you know, in those spots, whether it's the Falcons or anyone. I'm just, you know, he's that level of a player. He's that level of a person. He's a guy you can build a team around. I know we did that at the college level. I understand the NFL is a whole different animal, but he's built for that. You know, through all the things he's been through adversity wise, he's just got a maturity about him. And then, you know, translating his game to the NFL, I completely feel like it does. You know, you can make all the throws, you know, at the college level, that hash throw to the opposite sideline, down the field. You know, you need touch. You know, you need to transfer some weight and rip it. He can do it all, you know, and he's got just a great head on his shoulders. He processes things quickly. I could go on and on. He's the ultimate team player. You just know that he's constantly thinking about ways where he can, you know, do special things for his teammates. You know, whatever it might be, he's going to do it. And I'm super excited. I think his game translates over to the NFL very well.
Kalen DeBoer joining us. So leave me with this thought and take a moment if you don't mind. Wide receiver Rome Odunze was taken by the Bears with the 9th pick. Kalen, I spoke with him on Wednesday, and although I already loved him as a player, I realized pretty quickly he is every bit as good a dude as he is a baller. I don't play favorites, but I'm just going to say it. I think he's my favorite guy in this year's draft, like personally and professionally. What was he like to coach, and what kind of an impact do you think he's going to have on the next level?
I always told him he's one of the most, and there's a lot of guys that have been coachable, but he's one of the most coachable guys, one of the most likable guys that have ever been around. The vibes you're getting are what every single day in our facility was, you know, and he just, you know, number one, takes care of himself and makes sure he's pouring everything into himself, being the best he can be. But that's the way he was with the entire team. And he loved his teammates. He saw himself and the platform he had is being something even bigger than just the game. He was making a difference in the community, you know, whatever community service opportunities, the people he could impact and give a great experience to, he was all about it. And he's a pro in every way, a gym rat is what I've always said. whenever I talk about he as well as some of our other guys, but he just loves the game. And, you know, he's going to take advantage of every opportunity he has because he's going to put the work in. So I'm super proud of him. I'm excited for him. He's a tough kid. He's going to do well there in Chicago, I have no doubt.
Man, everybody says that about him. Kevin, one last thought, not to be greedy, but I want to ask you about one game, just one game next year. I'm really interested in one game especially because we have a summer home in Eagle River, Wisconsin. We had a son that went to Wisconsin. I'm really fascinated by that non-conference game in September at Camp Randall Stadium to take on the Badgers. I know you're not focused on that, but can you at least give me a sense, what kind of an atmosphere in Madtown do you think you'll be getting for that matchup? That's a fascinating game to me.
Yeah, it is. That you know, Wisconsin football is known for the passion. You know, that stadium, I've been in it, not on game day, but I know just with the friends and experiences that I've had talking about playing there, that will be an environment that certainly we'll be walking into where we'll be tested. And, you know, they'll be certainly excited to have us coming into that place. And, you know, we obviously, like you said, have steps before that we got to take to make sure we're ready for that moment. But that's going to be a great challenge for us as a program. And especially us, you know, as a first year staff, just having our guys ready for that moment and that game.
Kevin, I'm pumped for you. I'm really pumped for you personally and professionally. I can't wait to see how your squad looks under you and your staff and your process. I so appreciate the friendship and the relationship, and it's so good to have you on the program. Thanks so much for doing that. Have a great rest of the summer, and I'll look for you really soon.
Yeah, that goes both ways, Jim. I appreciate you always having me on, and you do such a great job. So thanks for everything, and roll tide.
Roll tide. Appreciate you, Coach. Kevin DeBoer. I'll tell you what I appreciate about Kalen DeBoer. Great coach, great leader, great motivator. He recruited nationally at Washington, and you know he'll take advantage of the resources and opportunities he has right there. He's humble. I love everything about this guy. But again, it was like 5 minutes ago that we were having conversations about Fresno State. Blows out of there, goes to Washington, kills it there. And how about it happened in 24 hours? Can you imagine having to make a decision about your life in a 24-hour period? You know, that kind of a decision. You might say, what decision, Rome? Bama calls, you go. Maybe. Probably.